Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling from that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. We'll jump straight in. I'm going to catch up a yarn there with Andrew Plastow, and he's the principal of the Noongooda College, who's just opened up and down there in Adelaide. Andrew, very good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Trevor. Lovely to speak with you.
You too, my friend. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
I'm Gamilaroi, which is sort of what's now known as New South Wales and goes into to Queensland a little bit.
Okay, fantastic. Let's talk about this fantastic college just opened up in Adelaide, Noongooda. Is that the pronunciation?
Noodle.
Noodle. Okay, thank you very much. Tell us about this deadly college, how it came about, and the opening of it.
I had been a public school principal for just over 15 years and had a very high Aboriginal population school I was working in, and just over time didn't necessarily agree with the directions that the department was heading. Mm-hmm. And wanted to I guess have a different outlook for particularly for our Aboriginal kids, but for all children. And
yes.
Had this very crazy idea to start my own college, and had a great team of people supporting me to do it, and we opened 1st February this year.
To Delhi, well, congratulations. What is the difference to, like, mainstream to the public curriculum as such?
Yeah, so we sort of work from the concept of Aboriginal cultures as our soul, children as our heart, and the arts as our spine. And I guess sort of going into that with a little bit more detail, really working sort of through culture, not just about culture. So, you know, it's the oldest continuous education system in the world, and so it's got to be doing something right.
Yes. I'm so picking up a culturally centred curriculum as such.
Yes, very much so. And, you know, really it's kind of working from the notion of the importance and value of kinship and valuing country and understanding where we are, you know, in place and the importance of the environment around us. And I think, you know, a real key is about giving kids agency, so having a real strengths-based approach and moving away from this concept of closing the gap.
Yes.
You know, there's only a gap because of the measurement tools that are used, not
exactly.
Because of the abilities of Aboriginal kids.
Exactly. Fantastic. Look, it's simple when you look at it. And look, a lot of work to be done in this space. So have we got a new school as such, or are you working, where's the building? Where are you situated? And tell us about the funding and how it all came about.
Yep. So we're based actually in an old CSIRO site that closed down in 2006 and is now under private ownership. And we lease that space and going through some pretty significant renovations at the moment to get that wonderful. And we're just in transportable buildings for now.
But yes.
It's going to be a fantastic space to support the work that we do, and has a strong emphasis on outdoor learning as well.
Yes.
Funding-wise, we're funded through, I guess, using the really healthy Commonwealth funding model that's quite often heads towards the elite in terms of independent schools. We're sort of using it to support all families and provide access to all families. And so through the funding model, we're able to actually provide fee-free independent schooling for about 70% of our kids at the moment.
Beautiful. And what grades are we talking in regard to the school?
So we're from reception to seven at the moment, which I think is foundation to seven over there.
Yep.
And then we're looking to add kindergarten or preschool next year and adding year eight. So we'll sort of turn into secondary school, and by 2026 we'll be a kindy to year 12.
And what about teachers, First Nation teachers?
We've got some, and we're also working to, I guess, raise our own. To employ co-educators or support staff that are keen to study, so that we'll then continue to grow our own teachers, and you know, hopefully some of our kids will want to go through as well.
And if we're talking about non-Indigenous teachers, it'd be great to have them at the table, and they're there for the learning as well, which is fantastic.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and the whole college has non-Aboriginal children and Aboriginal children.
Beautiful.
As well, because we want to sort of have it as a real sense of reconciliation and non-Aboriginal kids learning culture and valuing culture as they come through too.
Yeah, no, fantastic. Look, congratulations. Keep a close eye on you, Andrew, and big shout out there to the mob, and it is fantastic. Setting a benchmark, and big shout out also to Brisbane. They've got their First Nation school down there as well. So we are heading along the right path in that sense. And we're talking about closing the gap. We're talking about keeping kids in school, and you know, the curriculum. There's the old saying: if Abraham Lincoln came back to life, the only thing he'd see the same is the curriculum. You know, and that's the same for this country as well. And we need some changes. And this is fantastic with cultural front and centre. It's great to see, brother.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thanks very much for the acknowledgement, Trevor.
And nice talking with you, and all the best, and big shout out to them beautiful kids, and we'll be in touch, Andrew.
Wonderful. Shout out to all your listeners. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Andrew Plustow, his name is, and he's the new principal of the Ngadirl College in Adelaide. So fantastic, and operating in a deadly space, and beginning is half done. And we're talking about a culturally centred curriculum as such, and fantastic. We need to have that, you know. Keep our kids at school. I mean, kids get bored with school, so you have more to learning about Captain Cook, you know what I mean? So have you saying Yana Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.